Good morning. The Hebrew lesson this morning is from 2 Kings, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. It's in the Pew Bible on page 317. It's in the large print Bible on page 412. Hear the word of the Lord. Now, when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The company of prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Be silent." And then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them, as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water. The water was parted to the one side and to the other until the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you." Elisha said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." He responded, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted you. If not, it will not." As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today is in the hymnal, Psalm 50 on page 783. And it will just be the first six verses. The Mighty One, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and does not keep silence, before whom is a devouring fire, round about whom is a mighty storm. God calls to the heavens above and to the earth, that the people may be judged. Gather to me my faithful ones who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens declare God's righteousness, for God alone is judge.
Our epistle lesson this morning comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6. Be found on page 169 in the New Testament section of your Pew Bible, or on page 220 if you're using the larger print edition. St. Paul says, "And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let me offer the opportunity to rise as you are able for the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Mark. Mark chapter 9, verses 2 through 9 in the Pew Bible on page 41. And if you're reading the large print edition in the New Testament, you'll find it on page 54. Hear these words. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could possibly bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let me make 3 dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. My friends, if parts of this gospel story sounded hauntingly familiar to you, that's good. That's very good indeed. It's supposed to sound familiar, because that's exactly what Mark had in mind when he wrote down these stories. Today's story of the Transfiguration is actually a bookend passage to the story you heard 5 weeks ago. And it went like this. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Truth be told, if you've looked ahead in the lectionary, you'll discover that next week, on the first Sunday of Lent, you'll hear the very same passage. Both times, at the baptism and again at the Transfiguration, God's voice came down from above to affirm that Jesus is indeed the Son of God, the Beloved One. Mark wants to make it perfectly clear that Jesus is truly the Messiah, the Anointed One, the promised Deliverer of all of God's people, the Christ. This sounds so obvious to those of us who have grown up in the Christian tradition, but it is a truly revolutionary message. Throughout the long expanse of salvation history, through all the Hebrew Bible, God's people had waited hundreds of years for this coming Savior. And here he was in the flesh at last, Jesus of Nazareth. Today, as you may have figured out, we are at an important watershed moment. We had a time of transition between these past 5 Sundays of ordinary time, these several Sundays after the Epiphany, that started with the baptism of the Lord, and the season of Lent that begins this Wednesday, Ash Wednesday. From his baptism in the Jordan River to this mind-blowing transfiguration of Jesus on the mountaintop, we have seen the concrete proof of Jesus' divinity. Jesus has shown his followers and all of us that he truly is the Son of God. Jesus asked his disciples, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." We have seen His signs, His miracles, His exorcisms, and His beautiful healings. We have seen Jesus in action. But beginning with the lectionary of Ash Wednesday, we will enter a new mode of Lenten life when Jesus teaches us how we are to pray and to fast and to donate money and to come closer to God. During this amazing time of contemplation and repentance and sacrifice that is the season of Lent, we will be hearing the teachings of our Lord from the Gospel stories. We move from a time of seeing to a time of listening. Today we celebrate the beauty and majesty and glory of God that was shown in the chariot of fire and the whirlwind that took Elijah up to heaven, as well as in the transfiguration of Jesus and in the reappearance of Elijah and Moses. We also see the beauty and majesty and glory of God all around us here in Colorado. As we approach Ash Wednesday and Lent, we will transition into a time of hearing and listening and learning together about God's kingdom. As Jesus says, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." We have seen the glory of Jesus. Now we will listen to His teaching. 6 days later, Jesus took with Him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And He was transfigured before them, and His clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is My Son, the Beloved. Listen to Him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. Jesus is all we need. "This is My Son, the Beloved. Listen to Him." My friends, it is time for us to listen. Amen.